Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Monday. Reminder, no Drake May or Marcus Jones today because they are literally in flight back to New England. TF Green right now. They spent the night in Denver for safety reasons. They'll land this afternoon down in Rhode Island, and then they'll get their Super Bowl preparation week underway. Drake May will be getting tickets for all the brothers and family and Ann Michaels' family. I realized I'm getting old when I watched Ann Michael Fitzy do Snow Angels on the field. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, now you're going to be wet and uncomfortable. You got to change your clothes. Like, I just thought about it logically, not in a, oh, my God, we won the Super Bowl, do whatever kind of sense.
Yeah, so. There were a lot of videos last night, Andy, Facebook, IG, etc., of Pats fans, like, running outside. And I think I even saw Lonnie Paxton repost a bunch of them because they're all inspired. Nice. Like, he's the original snow angel, obviously. He did it both in the snow, in the tuck rule game, and then in the confetti at Super Bowl 36. So now everyone does it, tags him, he reposts them all. But there were so many people, like, once the Pats won, running outside in clothes, some bros out there just hanging boxers and just do a shirtless out. God love them. But that's all you could really do because a lot of the bars, pubs, restaurants, breweries, taverns were closed or inaccessible. The roads were a nightmare. So everybody was home gating. So you didn't have a chance to have that shared moment. So the way we collectively came together to celebrate was via social media, calling your friends and sharing stupid little videos like, you know, making Lonnie Paxton inspired snow angels in your backyard.
And a day later, calling your friends at WEEI Afternoons and sharing your thoughts with us. 617-779-7937. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Scott in Plymouth. What's up, Scott?
How you doing, guys?
Super. Good.
Couple things that I didn't know if anybody had brought up, but under the category of things that need to be worked on, and that was the CBS production trying to light up the hash marks and the yard markers with this enhanced white that they used, it seems, for maybe four or five plays. Patriots players in white were disappearing, and they quickly dropped it. I don't know if anybody noticed that during the game.
Thanks for the call. Yes, I did notice because I hated it, and it wasn't just because it was blending in with the white players or affecting the Patriots. I thought it made the whole thing look phony, fake. I don't know. Really? It's like,
and Tony Romo was doing enough of that already just by talking.
Yeah, he had a tough day. He's not great. He definitely. When they did the cutaway, just a quick Tony Romo rip job here, they did the full screen Nance and Romo in the booth, and Jim Nance is like, these two teams both went 14-3, and because the Patriots lost to the Raiders, this game is on the road here in Denver. Had they beaten the bad Raiders team? And he just looks at Romo, and Romo's just staring at him for
just
like
crickets. It was hysterical.
Like, Tony, I'm gonna need you to say some words. Now, Tony, we're on live television. There's like 50 million people watching. Can you say something?
He is a roller coaster, and I don't understand. Can anyone else sort of like think of a more precipitous drop in the quality of a broadcaster, some sort of performer, entertainer, etc. Because when he premiered in the 2017 season after retiring, that first year or two, he was awesome. I know he was a little bit too predictive text at times, but he was sharp. Everyone wanted to be like him, or he was the new gold standard because he would call out a play before it happened, diagnosing right. things. And then all of a sudden, he gets the new 10-year deal and kind of goes off the rails, and I'm not sure he's ever gotten back on them since.
So I thought he was overrated from day one, and I think he's the perfect example of there was no there. Once you got past the he could predict plays, because he was fresh out of the locker room, fresh mm-hmm. out of the game plan room, like yeah. he was literally still in the mindset of I'm a quarterback on one of these teams. Once you pulled him a year or two away from that and he didn't have that, he's like a pitcher that didn't have a secondary pitch. It's like when they started hitting Peyton Tolley and somebody was like, why don't you throw the curveball? He's like, what's a curveball? I just throw yeah. fastballs. If they hit the fastball, we're screwed. He got by with his fastball for a year or two, and then there was no next level. There was no, you know, depth of analysis.
You got a secondary pitch there, guy? You got a...
Yeah, nope, he didn't, and he still hasn't developed one. But in that situation, it was like he hadn't been on camera before or had, like, deer in headlights look. So, yeah, Tony Romo, not good. Although he did bring something up that the caller just brought up that I'd like to... Do you think there was anything to the idea that... Because Romo said it probably four or five times that when Jarrett Stidham was dropping back, maybe he couldn't see the defenders because they were all in white and they were blending in with the snowstorm and the, mm-hmm. the white field. You think there's anything to the those guys blending in and they're all whites?
That there very well may have been. Did you also think that the all whites were a bit of a curious choice for yesterday? Like, I like the silver pants, or I like the navy, like the white and navy is a nice look. I don't know why they go all white like
well,
that.
Well, I got bad news for you, because Mike Reese surmised something, and usually when he throws something out there, it's sourced. He just doesn't want to tell
very
you
well
it's sourced.
Yeah.
He said they're going to the all whites for the Super Bowl again. He thinks that's what they're going to wear in Super Bowl 60.
But aren't they the home team?
I don't know. I'm just telling you what I read on Mike Reese's Twitter account the other day.
Yes, I believe they are, by the way. They are listed on the bottom of the two teams on the scoreboard, which would indicate they're home.
Yeah, I was sort of reverse engineering that earlier this morning. Like, wait a second, the Eagles wore their Kelly green, the wore like the green, and the Chiefs were in white, so the Chiefs must have been the road team last year.
But no, because you can pick whatever you want. The home team just picks their jersey. You can wear whites, darks, color scheme, whatever you want. I take the Nor'easters out there.
I was going to say, Andy, this is a great moment to sort of use our platform for good and to say out loud, speak it into the universe, dear New England Patriots and dear Seattle Seahawks, you have a chance to make an awesome choice and have the first ever throwback Super Bowl with the Steve Largent Royal Blues and Silver versus the Pat the Patriot Red and White. That would be, people would turn on the Super Bowl and be like, what is this, 1985? That would be beyond awesome.
I would love it. They'll never do it, but I would absolutely
love
it.
I just want to put it out there. I'm just putting it out there just as a fan, and I think I speak on behalf of at least us, maybe the boys back behind the glass as well. That would be fire.
It would be, and then you could have like Steve Largent and Andre Tippett as like honorary game captains or something representing the era.
Oh, this is too great. And then all the restaurants can allow smoking. It'll just be the best.
I don't know about that. Kids don't have to wear seat belts. You can just go back to the good old
days. Get rid of your cell phone for the night. We can just live in ignorant bliss.
When America was America. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to our buddy Big Al in Georgia. What's up, Al?
Fellas, good afternoon.
What's up?
Look, I am so glad that we got the Seattle Seahawks in this game coming up. Not because I don't respect them or I don't think they have a good team or it's going to be easy or something like that. It's going to be a tough game. But I really want to avoid the Rams because of one guy, Puka Nacua. I thought he was the best player on all four teams playing yesterday. And I'm just really glad he's out of the tournament. Plus, from a sort of a chattering hype standpoint, wouldn't we all have gagged at some point after, well, I guess we're going to settle the MVP at the Super Bowl, Stafford or Drake May, which they'll settle it on the... Oh, please, spare me already.
Thanks for the call, Al. I agree with the Puka Nacua thing. He is maybe the most unique player in football right now.
That's not hyperbolic in any way, shape, or form.
He changes, you know, like I said, Mac Hollins, it was good for the Patriots to get him back because I think he impacts the game.
It wasn't just good. It was great. From the locker room entrance to the big catches he made and his blocking, he's a presence, Andy. He's a dynamic presence.
And Puka Nacua is that, like, times 100 or however many times you want to magnify it. He, you know, they run so many jet sweeps with him. I keep saying he's like the next generation of, like, you know, Julian Edelman, where he's taking it to the next level because he has that toughness and that gamesmanship and the attitude and the spunk. But he's super good,
Cordarrelle Patterson.
Okay, like Patterson kind of sucked as a wide receiver, and they had to move him to running back and was returner. Puka changes games, and he's one of those guys that obviously when the game's on the line, Stafford is just like, hey, where's Puka? I don't know what the play called was, but I'm just going to throw it to him, and he's going to make a play for me, and we all have a chance.
Oh, hold on a second. Parkinson's wide open. Let me just throw it to – oh, it went in and out of his hands.
Yeah,
Did
it get deflected? I thought maybe there was a fingertip, a Leonard Taylor-like fingertip on it.
No, twasn't a tip. It was just a straight-up drop.
If I were having him, I'd say it was tipped.
Sadly, like now, he becomes the Mark Andrews of this offseason. Like, Mark Andrews had to live with his horrendous drop in the divisional round against Buffalo last January, and now Colby Parkinson, who had a phenomenal breakout season, I think he had 9 touchdowns, has to live all offseason with... We'd probably be going to the Super Bowl, or at least there would have been overtime if I didn't drop a beautifully thrown dart that Stafford sent my way.
Yeah, that was unfortunate for them, and I'm not sure. And again, I say it before, we have 2 weeks to build up to this game. We'll touch on it a little bit later in the show. I'm not sure who I thought the Patriots had a better chance to beat or go against. You know, you're certainly going to get another great defense, and those of us that are hoping from a Patriots perspective that Sam Darnold is going to suddenly turn into a pumpkin, well, he only has to fake it for one more game, and then they'll just call him a world champion, and the Jets fans can be like, wait a minute, we drafted a Super Bowl-winning quarterback. He's just not winning the Super Bowl for us. Oh, that's perfect, Jets being Jets.
And by the way, just on that tangential subject, could there be a worse Super Bowl for all fans of the Jetropolitans? The Patriots, who could win a 7th, have the most and hang that over your head, continuing to oppress and suppress you, or watching a guy that you had at quarterback that you roster mismanaged into the arms of other people who took care of him, developed him properly, and now Sammy Squarejaw is a Super Bowl champion.
But wait, they have Aaron Glenn as their head coach, so they're just happy that they have the greatest coach in football right now turning things around for them. So, Fitzy, it's 3 o'clock, or a little after, means it's time for the 3-point stance.
It's the 3-point stance.
Just count to 3.
That's 3!
3 shall be the number thou shalt count.
Pierce for 3. It's good!
3 fabulous flyers!
And the number of the counting shall be 3.
Got tip scores! Ties it 3-3!
On WEEI Afternoons.
Time for today's 3-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons. 3 hosts, all of whom have dug themselves out of the snow and will now present their stances on the biggest stories in Boston sports and beyond. Today, to counteract Sean Payton, a guy who got a lot of hype heading into this matchup with the Patriots, Nick Fitzy Stevens will lead us off on today's 3-point stance. Fitzy, you get 60 seconds for your opening stance. Are you ready, my friend?
With much gratitude and joy in my AFC championship heart, I sure am.
All righty. Here is 60 seconds for that. Go ahead.
All right, so last week I made the point during one of the 3-point stances that I believed in a time where there was no pressure on the Denver Broncos because they were without their starting quarterback and the New England Patriots were coming in at somewhere between a 3.5 and 5.5 point favorite in the AFC Championship, that there still was one person that had a lot of pressure on him for the Denver Broncos. And he wasn't somebody on the field, but rather he was the main man on the sidelines and someone who became the de facto identity and face of the team, and that was head coach Sean Payton. Now, there was some pushback internally on this program and otherwise, saying, oh, no, it's a house money game for them. They made it, but they don't have their quarterback, Bo Nix. Well, Sean Payton is the one who handpicked Jarrett Stidham to be the backup for Bo Nix. Sean Payton was the one who said, an hour after defeating the Buffalo Bills in the divisional round, just watch, Stidham's going to be fine. Sean Payton was the one who said that the fans would have plenty of time to rest up for 2 weeks because after they win the divisional round, the AFC Championship, they'll be going to the Super Bowl. Well, Sean Payton was the one yesterday who made bad decision after bad decision, including the massively consequential not taking the field goal on fourth and one, which, if you read the Wickersham article on ESPN.com now, reveals he ultimately regrets. Sean Payton, the pressure was on you, and you cost the Denver Broncos a chance to go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
he crapped the bed, Andy. There is no...
He absolutely did. And then I listened to some of his explanation post-game, and he said something to the effect of, like, and with our defense. And I'm like, wait, stop right there. With your defense, go up 10-0 and win the damn
scores.
Football game. Like,
the Patriots, Andy, how many touchdowns did Drake May lead a 40, 50, 60, 70, 80-yard drive on yesterday?
None.
Okay, they scored from 12 yards out because his hand-picked backup to Bo Nix, Jarrett Stidham, literally just glitched out, brain farted, and held on to the ball and then tried a lateral, which turned into a fumble, which was so stupid. Dirt it, chuck it, eat it, whatever. So Stidham does that. That's by proxy Sean Payton playing out on the from the sideline to the field and then not taking the free three. Why do people hate points? You have 3 points. You can clearly see Drake May's having a hard time adjusting to the noise, the conditions, the pass rush. A 2-score lead, you're basically overestimating, like, uh-oh, Drake May's going to hang. He's going to throw a 21-point touchdown any one of these moments now to Kayshon Boutte, who, by the way, was ghosted, locked up and made disappear by the best cornerback in football, Patrick Surtain, the second. It was such a bad call. I was like, what are you doing, guy? I'm not rooting for your team, but what are you doing? He chose to have the spotlight on him. I'll do it. My guys did him, my defense, my everything, and he crapped the bed and crapped all over himself, and now he has to live with it all offseason long.
Yeah, I think it is a little bit of a hard-o bleep measuring contest. Like, oh, I got the team. We're going for it. That's how badass I
am.
You know, I'm the guy
sucked,
who once
right?
kicked an onside kick in the field goal. I'm badass. I do these things in the big games. I'm a bad mamma jamma. Guess what? Kick the field goal, you might win there. Now, I will also say, I thought Mike Vrabel did the same thing. Now, he got away with it with a tush-push thing on fourth down.
That was
awful.
Like a 7-car pileup. That was
it really was. It was a disastrous. It was like if the Blue Angels sucked and all just collided midair. You're like, what was that supposed to be? Like, yeah. You guys are supposed to be.
It literally
was terrible.
A pig pile.
Terrible. But if they don't get that, I'm criticizing Vrabel, too. I thought Vrabel should have kicked there, and I thought Payton should have kicked with his opportunity.
Right.
The bigger one is Payton's because it sets the whole tone of the game. Had they kicked a field goal there, I would have been worried. I was not worried
legit
at 7-0. I was never worried at 7-0. If they go up 10-0, I'm officially worried with that defense. And I also think Sean Payton lives in Denver, correct? Coaches in Denver. He should have had the best knowledge of anyone how the game was going to unfold in terms of weather. So he should have known, somebody should have told him, this could become a totally different game midway through the third quarter.
It's,
so if we have a 2-score lead
at
early,
a premium
yes.
in the second half. So like, if you can get, where's his stretch in his ear saying like, Sean, 2 scores is going to be like, the Patriots will be lucky to put up 10, especially if Stidham doesn't, gag all over the ball on his own 20-yard line. I thought the reason why I said he was the one with the pressure last week was because he was the one that was choosing the spotlight and the smoke in his direction, and it went that way. How great would he have looked if his boy Stiddy, who played rather, and it rhymes with Stiddy, throws that 52-yarder over Gonzo, they get the touchdown, 2 drives later, they get a field goal. Wow, we're up 10-0 on the vaunted Patriots, the Road Warriors, who were 5-point favorites, and I'm doing this with my backup. Bleep you, America. And instead, he bleeps all over himself.
And he bleeped up. So he has a massive play card. The sheet is massive. I don't know if you noticed. It also
it's
has
a Ukrainian diner menu, absolutely.
Sub flips on it. Like, little sections have, like, multiple other pages that flip up and down. It's one of the most amazing. And he screwed up the, what do they call it, binary? That's a binary decision, kick or don't kick, right? It's very easy. I don't need 17 sheets of paper. I don't need to cover my lips. Oh, I don't want anybody to know that I just told my field goal kicker to kick a field goal. Kick a flipping field goal. Like, don't overthink it there. And I don't know if it is a modern thing. I don't know if it's an analytics. And maybe he had some stretch guy in his ear saying, oh, you got to go for it here. We go for it here. We're going to the Super Bowl. If you kick it, we might like.
And nope. How bad was the play call?
Yeah, that wasn't great either. And apparently he screwed himself. I didn't read the whole thing, but there's a breakdown on ESPN.
Yep.
He had a play call and kind of talked himself out of it, went to a secondary play call, didn't get the look we thought we were. He just literally, the entire situation, from what to do and then how to execute it, he overthought the same thing, the whole thing. He was like being too smart, too cute, whatever you want to call it. And again, Vrabel, I think, may have gotten too cute going forward on fourth down with a tush push. Mm-hmm. But as we've seen all year, when he's too cute, he usually gets away with it for some reason. Goal mm-hmm. line, all these things, fourth down, he gets away with it. So Sean Payton did not, and I agree with you. I think that was a not career defining because he already has a Super Bowl and maybe they go next year. But certainly that'll be talked about in Denver sports for a while, I would assume.
And it changes the national narrative just a little bit. You wonder how people will talk about him now after seeing this effort versus what you guys were talking about before and what the narrative was. But okay, we'll leave that one there and a good synopsis there by Fitzy. Andy, we have about a moment. Do you want to slip into 3-point stance or should we go to break?
No, I'll fit it in about a moment.
Okay, well, here is 60 seconds for it. Go ahead.
Our buddy Glenn Ordway. Okay. All I get to say is my buddy Glenn Ordway.
That's all we needed. That's all the important information for today.
Son of a gun. Glenn Ordway did have a tweet where he said he was ranking the most improbable title runs in his lifetime. And he put this team, the Patriots, the 2025-2026 Patriots, at number one ahead of the 67 Sox. And I believe third was the 2001 Patriots. And this was the debate I was actually having in my head while shoveling snow this morning. Is this more improbable than 2001? And the answer I landed on is the same as the legend Glenn Ordway. Yes, this is the most improbable run in my lifetime. Now, he's a little older, so he's got some more options on there. But I think about where this team was. And if you go back to 2001 and compare it to that, in the summer of 2001, you're in year two of Belichick with Drew Bledsoe as your quarterback. And that was seen as a good thing back then. You had a franchise quarterback. You had a year to establish what you were building. So, like, you could talk yourself into some confidence going into 2001, a bunch of free agent signings. This year, first year of Mike Vrabel, first year really with Drake May as the starter. You were at the bottom of the football world. This is the most improbable run we've ever seen. And the way they've done it, 9-0 on the road against these defenses, I've seen nothing like this. The most improbable championship run, assuming they finish the deal, that we've seen in our lifetime.
Considering that the biggest national picks were the likes of Colin Cowherd, having them come in at team number 7 at 10-7, And we had a couple of giggly giggities around here because the Taylor Kyleses of the world, who is kind enough to join Jones and Keefe on occasion now, and he should be able to pop his collar and get all the shine he deserves, said 13-4, and we were like, get out of here, guy. Like, I was 10-7, then 8-9. There's no way, like, legitimately, if you came to anyone, let's say you were having a conversation with Perillo 6 months ago, and you said, I don't know how the Super Bowl is going to go, but I got him at 17-3 and going out to Santa Clara. Before you even finished saying Santa Clara, he would have used his newly slendered hand to slap you across the face.
He absolutely would have, and he would have sworn and said something edgy like a grandfather while he said it. No
exactly.
Question. It's so remarkable, and I hope they finish the deal because these things tend to get kind of pushed to the backside if you don't finish the deal, and they do have one very difficult game left to play, but it's special. I don't know if there'll be DVDs because, well, nobody buys DVDs anymore. They're not a thing. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how you commemorate these as well. I would say Sports Illustrated covers, but nobody buys Sports Illustrated covers anymore. How do you commemorate greatness these days? Is it like
you'll see it on Twitter?
You'll see it on Twitter. Is it a non-fungible? What were those non-fungible
tokens? NFT. Yeah. Exactly.
Like those don't even exist anymore. People realize those were a scam. It took longer than expected. But right.
I can't believe people didn't think that was a scam when they were first coming out. By the way, I'll just put that in there real quick.
Nope.
Yeah, it's a hologram of something that doesn't exist, but you get the only one of it. How's what? No,
yeah,
right.
That's
it's
go.
A monkey smoking a cigar. You don't want one, and you don't want to pay $10K for it. Why would you not? It's the future of investing.
Hey, boys, I did see since 2020, underdogs in the Super Bowl have a pretty good record as far as how many times they've won.
Is that a detail? They have a pretty good record, I think.
How good's pretty good?
It's over 500.
Oh, that's pretty good.
So you're saying there's a chance, baby. The 4-point underdog Patriots got a chance. 617-779-7937. That'll do it for our 3-point stances today. Coming up next, we get back to your phone calls. We see you lining up, and we also need to talk about the Patriots' defense. You can battle back and forth about the offense and Drake May, and did they have a good game? Did they do what they needed to? There's no controversy with the Patriots' defense about how well they played yesterday. The only controversy, Fitzy, is how good are they in general? Are they getting the respect they deserve nationally? Are they getting the respect they deserve from opponents and opposing fans? And will Mike McDonald and company take them seriously? A deeper dive into the Patriots' defense and what they've done this postseason. That's up next on a Patriots Monday here on WEEI Afternoon.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron Assemble and Bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
2 weeks in a row, it was always, you know, whoever the Texans, you know, they talked about the Texans defense, and then this week it was all about the Broncos defense. And I mean, like Milt said, I think it's shown we have we get that chip on our shoulder. I mean, it's cool. It's great if you want to count us out, because, you know, we're just going to go out there and show what we can do and play team defense and get the ball back to 10 and let him do his thing.
Patriots cornerback Christian Gonzalez, who had the sort of game-sealing interception, talking about the Patriots defense, taking the disrespect torch from Milton Williams, who's really hit that. But honestly, all of them, Fitzy. 2 weeks ago, Patriots Monday, we were talking to Marcus Jones, and he said that line about, we're not trying to prove anybody wrong. We're trying to just prove ourselves right. We know we are a good defense. We're just going to keep proving that we are a good defense. And Fitzy, we got some Dan Ball SID stats in the rundown, if you'd like them. These are the teams in the Super Bowl era over a three-game span in a single postseason with less than 26 points or 26 points allowed, less than or equal to 55 opponent passer rating, less than or equal to 650 opposing total yards, more than 8 takeaways, more than 12 sacks. 2025 Patriots is one of two teams on the list. You want to guess who the other team is that has all those numbers in one postseason?
2000 Ravens.
No, think better. You're on the right track trying to align it with one of those.
85 Bears.
Yes, it's the 85 Bears and the 2025 Patriots together with three games in the postseason with such dominating numbers. And you wonder why people think that the Patriots defense isn't getting the respect it deserves. 617-779-7937. Let's go back to the phone lines. John in New Hampshire's up next here on a Patriots Monday. What's up, John?
Hey, Andy, if you recall a few months back, you asked Drake May if he wanted to win, to which I think he answered, yeah.
Yeah.
Fast forward to today. Did he actually prove your question? Or did he actually answer your question?
Oh, absolutely. And thanks for the call, John. I think he has proven so many times and ways that he really does just want to win. Like, I think he feels like he played a good game yesterday because he did what he needed to do to win. He ran it out there. He ran for the touchdown. He made a couple plays with his legs, didn't make mistakes. Like, I think that's what – that was actually the perfect example, because I think he has said somewhere along the line, Fitzy, on one of our Patriots Monday chats, like, I don't need to throw for 400 yards and four touchdowns. As long as we win, I'm happy. And yesterday was the example of that. 10-7, he threw for 86 yards. 10-7, and he threw for 86 yards, and he was ecstatic. Yards. He was ecstatic. Like, he was screaming like a little girl on the sidelines there. But then the best, my favorite part of that video that we played earlier of him mic'd up for the boot on the final play isn't the grunting, which, yeah, sounds interesting. It's he's jumping around. He makes, like, one first down symbol, and then he realizes, oh, the game's not over. I should probably be the quarterback again and jog back to the huddle and compose myself. And you can almost see him, like, boom, get back into character of, I got to be the cool, calm, collected leader of the New England Patriots. Yeah. See, after he finished the run, Fitzy, it's important you put that phrase with it.
Yeah, finished the play, run.
After he pulled out the first down. Nope.
The old naked boot.
Well, he was naked when he was booting.
Jeez, Louise. I actually kind of liked... I liked him sort of like dipping out of character. I liked a little peek inside competitive Drake, like the fact that like that's how he would respond after he either buries a dagger in the corner, because I know he likes to play basketball, or like jams on somebody. Like that's killer Drake. That's that savage instinct he has. There's the real competitor. And he so it tells me that he does a good job of turning it off and turning it on, or letting it out, letting it loose when it needs be shown or displayed. And I might kind of want to see a little more, but then again, hard to argue with the results, Andy, because look where they are.
Oh, you know, I'm sorry. You don't like playoff wins. You don't like three straight playoff wins against three top five defenses, Fitzy. You want a little bit more of the maniac to come out. Well, the maniac may need to come out in a couple of weeks in Santa Clara, because he may need to score some points and he may face different challenges, and we'll see what he has. But I do think that's another example of, he is under control in a, it's almost uncomfortably impressive, if that's a phrase. Like, he's so young, so talented, so cocky, and I know it's in there, that killer cockiness is in there. You're not supposed to be able to control it and manage it the way he clearly controls it and manages it at the age of 23. At 33, yeah, you're supposed to have learned that by those 10 years in the NFL. And at 23, it really is part of the overall remarkable makeup that he brings.
How would you like to hear about, I know we're still discussing the improbable nature of their turnaround season, their march to the championship, and the fact that they're back in their 12th Super Bowl as a franchise. How'd you like to hear this? Andy, I noticed this on the commercial break. According to Ben Fox 22 on the socials, the first reported seven-figure wager for Super Bowl 60 has come in. Seven
That's
figures.
A lot. That's a lot of figures.
It is a $1.1 million bet. It's a money line bet, and it is on
the New England Patriots. Yeah, that's ballsy. I like it.
At Circa Sports, a $1.1 million money line bet. They're plus 188.
Yeah, that's nice if you got it. Is that like...
that's some nice change.
You know how they have Mattress whatever in Houston? Is that like
Mattress
Jordan's?
Mac.
Is that like maybe Jordan's or somebody?
Is it Portnoy?
It could be Portnoy, but wouldn't he do it on...
Barstool is partnered with DK.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
I was going
right.
to say. He would do it on a company he's actually partnered with. He would make money on both ends of the transaction. That's interesting, and we're going to get there.
That's a gauntlet, huh? Well, right. It's Monday. The game just wrapped up a few hours ago.
I do think that's also interesting, because we just pick on the radio. We don't actually put $1.1 million on it. But if you made me pick today... I don't know that it would be the same pick that I would make 2 weeks from now after I microanalyze, overanalyze, go back and forth, hear people. Like, it. In one sense, I think it's probably comforting to just get it out of the way. Okay, I did it. I put it on my team. I feel good about them. I'm putting it on my team. Now I can just sit back and relax for 2 weeks. I don't have to hem and haw and go back and forth. But that's a pretty ballsy bet. I like it. 617-779-7937. Let's go to George in Madison, New Jersey. What's up, George?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Super.
George.
One One question, one point in the game. Question, I know Robert Splaine said after the game his ankle's feeling better, but Gronkowski said that in 2001. It was walking around like a one-legged pirate two weeks later. So to me, his health is key in terms of coverage. Walker out of the backfield. Watch a decent amount of Seattle's games this year. Football is such a game of matchup, guys. And you look at the matchups here in the secondary where I wouldn't be surprised if they kind of did what they did with Revis and Browner years back, where they would put the number two corner, Marcus Jones, on Jaxon Smith, have a safety doubling him, and leave Gonzalez one-on-one on Cup. And you got to like Patriots beef up front, especially with Seahawks' second running back being out. So I just feel like, and that doesn't even include like where Carlton Davis fits into the equation, because the Patriots secondary has to have the best quality of depth of cornerbacks in the league. So, I mean, I like the matchups for us in this game. And without digging into stats, players make plays in games like this, and it's just, don't complicate it.
Thanks for the call, George. Mm-hmm. That was something, again, get back to the 3 hours I spent moving all this white stuff that piled up in front of all our homes. I was immediately thinking of Jaxon Smith-Njigba, who had an elite season, is an MVP candidate as a wide receiver, and how you're going to deal with that matchup. And, you know, your first instinct is, well, we have a Pro Bowl corner. We'll just put him on him. But I actually don't think it's a great matchup for Gonzo. I think the quickness and the route-running ability of Jaxon Smith-Njigba probably does marry up better with Marcus Jones. Now, I'd want to help him because I don't think he can just say, I'm going to run with the best receiver in football all afternoon. But I do think him, Marcus Jones, with some help might be the matchup you like, and then just say Gonzo will take away the rat. Like, I
put
think
Gonzo
that is,
on Cup.
Yes, an aged Cup is a much better matchup.
And then put Carlton Davis on the sideline.
Oh, what are we doing?
No, Carlton Davis would cover. No, Carlton Davis.
He had two picks 2 weeks ago. Well, yeah, I mean,
you would have caught one of those because freaking Stroud was so bad.
His pick to pass interference ratio, I think, was 1-1 in that game, right?
Wow, well done, Daniel. You people.
The it's SID. Not
wrong. Well, he's not wrong. Not even early. Just right.
Truth is never.
The funny thing is, you know, and again, like nine more shows after today to analyze this, plus a million podcasts. Jaxon Smith-Njigba moves like water. Like, I don't know if I've seen a receiver who just changes direction and it doesn't look like he's doing anything.
Yeah, no, he's really
good. He is incredible.
He is really good. I mean, he's a guy that people said was going to be awesome back at Ohio State. They were like, yeah, this guy is legit as a route runner. And he's very much lived up to it. And he's clearly clicked with Sam Darnold. You kind of forget they're in their first year together, and it worked so well. Obviously, much more of that is the skill of Jaxon Smith-Njigba, but Darnold has to. We see some combos, right, that get put together at the wide receiver quarterback, and you're like, they're both like, that receiver's good. How come it's not working? And then you find out they just don't really mesh or meld together. That's going to be one of I had somebody text me immediately after the game, the matchup, and they were like, this matchup with Jaxon Smith-Njigba, this could be a problem. When was the last time we faced a receiver that good or a receiver that good with also a good running back? This defense is good. This defense for the Patriots is really good. And I know there's some advanced numbers out there that, you know, they were better than the Broncos defense over the second half of the season, and they're trending in the right direction. And obviously, that's all fine and dandy, but this Seahawks offense is really productive, really efficient. What they've been able to do over the last couple weeks of the postseason to put up, what have they put up, 70 whatever points in two playoff games. This is a challenge for the Patriots defense. They're playing really well, and I'm not saying they're not up to the challenge, Fitzy, but I think the challenge just grew a little bit. 617-779-7937. We see your phone calls lining up. We'll get to those on the other side. Reminder, 4:30, we will talk to Brian Hoyer today. We're kind of flipping the script a little bit. Patriots Monday. Tomorrow, we'll talk to May and Marcus Jones. We'll get Brian Hoyer today. Up next, though, we got to talk about this whole weather thing and whether the game played in the snow was more or less entertaining. Was it fair? Should a Super Bowl trip be decided by who deals with the elements better? We'll get into that next here on WEEI.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take. With the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, afternoons.
How was the floating out there in the second half?
Yeah, what it was definitely a little slick. I think definitely a little slick. It's hard for, you know, when it's grass, for it to, you know, I think underneath with the heaters like our stadium does, it's hard with grass, I guess, you know, to do that. But, no, I think, you know, it was good enough on the last run to get around the edge. And I think, you know, other than that, we, you know, had some times where we had some chances to score. And I think we got to help our defense out more. But, hey, it is what it is. And that was, man, it's awesome going through both. So I can't complain.
That was Drake May talking about the conditions at Empower Field at Mile High in the 10-7 win over the Broncos that deteriorated significantly in the middle of the third quarter through the end of the game. There was that one play right on the goal line. Patriots backed up where it's supposed to be a handoff to Ramondre when he tries to push to go forward to take the ball. He falls, so Drake May's like, oh, I'll just run it myself. Oh, I fell, and we'll just take a 3-yard loss, and thank God we'll go on to the next play, Fitzy. So the question needs to be asked because I've seen the debate erupt on social media. Kurt Warner, no surprise, Mr. Greatest Show on Turf, Dome quarterback.
Boy, you got it out for Grocery Boy.
I fight to win. If I have a strong opinion, I'm going to take down the other side of the opinion. And Kurt Warner's part of the other side. There's a lot of media members. There's also, is it Jeff Schwartz, the former offensive lineman who's on Twitter? He was also a guy that's like, no, a game shouldn't be decided by who adjusts to the weather better or snow better. I couldn't disagree more. To me, football is about the weather. It's an outdoor sport. It's part of the game. It's part of dealing with the elements. It's part of why we all love it. For example, what was the biggest question we asked last week about the game had it been in Foxborough? Would it be played, right?
Yeah, would everyone be able to make it Tuesday night and cancel all of their midweek plans?
No, but it was actually pondered whether they would play the game in a blizzard. No other sport would even ponder it. Football's the only sport that would even question,
It's a heavy sprinkle here at Fenway. We're going to have to go to a rain delay. We're going to throw it back to Dan Ball in studio back in Brighton.
FIFA players only play on grass that is properly manicured, that is this and that is
that.
Oh,
yeah, that's like the NFL plays in Brazil, and it's like, well, that really affected the NFL game because that's soccer grass. Really? That's funny. I grew up just playing on grass.
Right. Football players just show up at the time the game was scheduled at almost all levels, right? High school, even. You schedule a Friday night football game, as long as there's not lightning, that football game is likely to be played. Rain, snow, wind, whatever. Football is played in the elements from the youngest of ages straight on up through the Super. Except now I see all these people bitching and whining and moping on social media saying, you know, they should really move the championship games to neutral site, warm weather cities. Whoa, whoa, whoa. So now the AFC championship game is going to be played not at the best team's home, but in a random, oh, let's go down to Atlanta for the Georgia Dome, whatever the hell, Mercedes-Benz
Dome. It's not the SEC championship. It's not the Peach Bowl. It's No. The Super Bowl is the spectacle that is played in favorable conditions so you can have may the best team win. But otherwise, you work all off season and then all in season long to win as many games as you can to try to get home games in the conditions that you are used to gain home field advantage. So
correct.
That if it's the Houston Texans have to come all the way up to Foxborough, then they're not going to be used to snow, sideways, sleet, and a bunch of drunk mass holes with buffalo chicken dip spewing from their mouths as they sing Josie or Bon Jovi.
Didn't we learn in like the 70s when all those cookie cutter multi-use stadiums were built that people didn't
Three
want
Three Rivers
that?
And
right.
all those, yeah, the ones they blew up, thank God.
The fences are all at 333 feet perfectly and there's no nooks or crannies in the ballpark. And everybody's like, well, that's stupid. That's not fun. We don't like that. That's not sports. That's not home field advantage.
So I believe football, like the Robert Kraft quotes from, was that last week when he said, I decided when I watched the Bills that they went to four straight Super Bowls. They played home playoff games. They had an advantage. I wanted the same advantage. I would never put a dome in Foxborough. And I think there's also a visual level to it, that it looks good on TV. It's cool. Mm-hmm. It's fun to watch. I also have heard endless people talk about how it's fun to play in. You know, you make a tackle and you slide across the snow. But Fitzy, the flip side, is it unfair? Is it unfair that your ability to deal with snow, elements, whatever it may be, could decide whether you go to the Super Bowl? Or is that just, well, them's the breaks, my friend?
Ooh, man, that's bulk shopping before a storm at the Excuse Factory. Absolutely not. No, please. It's part of the backdrop. It's part of the show. It's part of the presentation. It's part of the lore. That's the way it's supposed to be. Please don't ever. If they go to more dome stadiums, that is the basic, like, that is the elemental gentrification of football, and I would hate it.
I hate it, too. I get it, because I think it also has to do with concerts and year-round events, and if you have a roof on your building, you make a lot more money other than your 8 or 9 home football games. But as a football fan, a football purist, football is supposed to be played outdoors, is supposed to include the environment. Hey, if Miami wants to host a game and it's 100 degrees and humid, good for Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And if Buffalo wants to host a game and it's snowing and 22 degrees, good for Buffalo. That's mm-hmm. what makes it cool and interesting and different. 617-779-7937. We see you lined up, Jim, Paulie, Chris, Mike, Joey. We need more lines here on WEEI Afternoons. Everybody's fired up to talk about the Super Bowl, to talk about the Patriots' win over the Broncos. Your phone calls are next. We'll also get into Nick Benito. He didn't play very well, but he seems to think that the better team didn't win. Is there any truth to that? And that involves the quarterback position. If Bo Nix had played, do the Broncos go to the Super Bowl instead of the Patriots? Your phone calls and the answers to those questions up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We're a few weeks into the new year, and I want to check in. How are those lifestyle resets going? Maybe you're tightening up your exercise routine, finally learning that new skill, or attempting to eat a bit healthier. We all know that starting the year strong is a lot easier and much more delicious when you have the right fuel. That's where Omaha Steaks come in. Stay satisfied, keep your energy up, and fuel your daily routine with premium portion proteins delivered right to your door. Omaha Steaks have been America's original butcher since 1917. We're talking about five generations of uncompromising quality, backed by an unconditional 100% money-back guarantee. Their variety is unmatched. From handcrafted USDA-certified tender steaks to gourmet burgers, seafood, and versatile chicken, every steak is perfectly aged to maximize tenderness and hand-cut by master butchers. Let Omaha Steaks deliver high-quality proteins right to your door. Visit omahasteaks.com and get an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. Out. That's omahasteaks.com. Promo code T-Bone. Terms apply. See site for details.
Have you been diagnosed with head or neck cancer? At Kansas City Proton Institute, we're delivering the future of cancer care with state-of-the-art proton therapy right here in KC. Proton therapy means increased precision, reducing side effects like dry mouth, difficulty swallowing, and the loss of taste as compared to conventional radiation. If you've been diagnosed, don't wait. Get your second opinion today and see KC's largest, most experienced proton therapy team. Visit kcpi.com, Kansas City Proton Institute, where you see the best in KC.